And so I'm going to close by saying we will pray after the service ends here. We will pray right here for all those who would like or need God's help. Because we believe the New Testament teaches us that God will and can do anything to help you. That is according to what I have shown you in the Word today. How many of you have a situation in your life that thus far you have not been able to resolve? See hands. And of those who raised a hand and those who didn't, was there scriptures that we studied this morning that spoke to you of the all-sufficiency of Jesus Christ, the sovereign King, who can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever ask or think? He is the answer to your need. Jesus is the answer to your need. And I want to pray for you. We want to pray for you. So, as I conclude the service this morning, I would just invite you to give God a chance. Give God a chance to do something in your life miraculous. Father God, I thank you for all these good people who are so faithful to the house of the Lord, to the study of the Word, to the prayers of the saints, to the worship of God. I thank you that you have blessed Grace Fellowship with these folks. I ask you to bless them, Lord, to enlarge their fields of harvest. And Father, we rebuke the devourer, and we claim the promises of God that we shall reap as we have sown, and manifold. Father God, we thank you, and we ask you to bless us in Jesus' name, and go with us from this place as we enter the mission field. Use us as your witnesses to your glory. Help us to recognize those who are hurting, and help us to do something about it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, church. If you want prayer, come right down here.